There are a few people who are considered larger than life, and Cristiano Ronaldo is one of them. The Portuguese soccer player is among the greatest athletes and top soccer players in the world, and among the highest paid. In countries where soccer is like religion, he's a prophet-like figure. But this weekend, a 2009 rape allegation resurfaced. In a scathing article in Germany's Der Spiegel magazine, an American woman named Catherine Mayorga is speaking out for the first time. She told the magazine that Ronaldo raped and assaulted her in a hotel in Las Vegas in 2009. At the time, she said she went to the police and even got examined by medical professionals. Ultimately, she agreed to an out-of-court settlement for $375,000. But now she's coming forward with her full story, and she has the lawsuit documents to prove it, some of which are signed by Ronaldo himself. Ronaldo denies the allegations and has called the story, quote-unquote, fake news. His lawyers have said that they will sue the magazine. Joining me now to discuss this is Shireen Ahmed, freelance sports writer and co-host of the Burn It All Down podcast. Shireen, thanks for being with us.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Tanzina.
We need some of your guidance on this story here. So let's go over the basics of this. Who is the woman in question, Catherine Mayorga, and how did she and Ronaldo first meet?
Well, Catherine Mayorga is actually from Las Vegas, Nevada. At the time, she was 25, and we're talking about this occurred in 2009. She was working at a nightclub, and she was an aspiring model slash actress. And he was there. This was just before he was going to be traded to Manchester United. So he was there to party with his posse, I guess you could say, his entourage. So he, according to the Der Spiegel article and her account, he noticed her, pulled her aside, and she wasn't really sure who he was. She had heard of him. I mean, who hadn't heard of him, but she wasn't sure. And then he got her number, texted her, and invited her to a party. And the details, and just a trigger warning for anyone listening, he was very aggressive. He brutally assaulted her. And even in the account that she has, sorry, that he's documented as saying, Cristiano Ronaldo himself, in a conversation with his lawyer, has actually said that she said no several times. She said stop. So this is part of what happened, and he confirmed that in his own words. So, I mean, afterwards, she was in shock, as most survivors are. She didn't know what to do, and she was very intimidated by him. And then when she confided in somebody, finally, who advised her to go to the hospital and file a police report, you know, everybody's reaction was the same. Oh, but he's so big, he's so powerful, and you'll get lost in this. So coupled with her own trauma and the mounting fear of who he was, because this isn't some two-bit player in a semi-pro league. This is arguably one of the best players and aspiring at that time. So it was, you know, it's pretty mortifying, and she knew what she'd be up against. It didn't help that her first lawyer was not as experienced and couldn't guide her the way that needed to be. But I mean, she was an aspiring actress. She didn't have $20,000 for a retainer. So, I mean, this is part of the problem with the system.
Sure. And this is not the first time that Der Spiegel has written about this. They wrote about this back in 2017. Where has the U.S. media been on this story? This is something that happened in Las Vegas, Nevada. Where have we been on this story?
And I will say this very honestly, is because I'm part of the problem. I'm part of sports media. This has been nowhere. And I absolutely find media and mainstream media, football media particularly, to be complicit in this rape culture, because this is, first of all, not the first time he's ever been implicated in a sexual assault case. The first time was in London in 2005. Barely went anywhere, made no waves. I think I just found a blurb on The Guardian about it when I started this research. Myself and one of my co-hosts, Brenda Elsie, had been talking about this for a long time. We wanted to examine it. We pitched this story to about 16 different outlets and got one yes. So nobody was interested in it. Either they said it's not our beat or we don't know. The reason football media is reluctant to do this is because let's not forget that Cristiano Ronaldo has an incredibly powerful PR team. If those particular outlets get cut off from the club or from his representatives, you're in trouble. I mean, he's played for some of the biggest teams in the world.
And that also and that applies to U.S. media, where football slash soccer is not as popular here, I would argue, as maybe regular football or American football. That fear, you think, is applicable here as well?
Absolutely, because I mean, I pitched U.S. outlets. I didn't pitch.
And no one wanted the story.
Nobody wanted the story. And I'm like, how can this not be possible? But this isn't the first time this has happened to me. Same thing with David De Gea, the current goalkeeper for Manchester United, was also just before the Euros implicated in a very brutal rape case, a sexual assault of two workers, sex workers.
But we should also be clear, though, that Ronaldo has responded and denied these allegations, right?
Well, of course he's going to deny them. I mean, he called them fake news. But before he denies them, let's not forget that he paid Catherine Mayorga $375,000 in an NDA. Like, let's not forget that that happened. And she has the documentation. I mean, now she's finally got appropriate legal counsel. But the thing is that Der Spiegel would not, and this is something we have to address when we talk about media, would not have printed this. They've dotted the I's and crossed the T's, and legal has gone over this 100 times. If Cristiano Ronaldo's team was going to sue Der Spiegel, they would have done it a year and a half ago. They haven't even issued a cease and desist. So it's all posturing.
Right. And it also is interesting to me that we are in this moment, this Me Too moment, particularly when it comes, I don't feel that any industry is safe at this point, if you will, quote unquote safe. I'm surprised that there's been such a real lack of attention to this, given, for example, the Larry Nassar stories that have come out in the sports world and other issues. So I'm really surprised at the lack of attention from the American media here.
I'm not. It was the same thing with David De Gea. And look what happened with Kobe Bryant. He was given basic, you know, a pass by the media, which is complicit in this. I'm not surprised at all, but I'm happy to see that her story is being shared now.
Shireen Ahmed is a freelance sports writer and co-host of the Burn It All Down podcast. Shireen, thanks as always for being with us.
Thanks.